Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, US officials are meeting negotiators from Ukraine and from Russia in Saudi Arabia later to discuss the details of a proposed 30-day ceasefire on strikes on energy infrastructure, as well as a longer-term peace deal. And Professor Andrew Cotty, Department of Government and Politics at University College in Cork, joins us this morning. Andrew, these talks, are they significant? Are they going to achieve, do you believe, even a temporary truce and perhaps a path to lasting peace?
Well, they're certainly significant. Whether they'll achieve a ceasefire or not, I think, is an open question. I mean, at the moment, obviously, the Russians and the Ukrainians are talking through the Americans, if we put it like this. This is sometimes referred to as proximity talks.
Yeah.
And I think what people are really trying to find out is what are the bottom lines of the Russians and what are the bottom lines of the Ukrainians. I mean, so far, the Russians have taken a pretty hard-line approach, and they're saying that any long-term ceasefire has to include, amongst other things, a complete end to military assistance to Ukraine. But if you think about that, that in a fairly short time would leave the Ukrainians defenceless. So that's going to be unacceptable, not just to President Zelensky, but to any Ukrainian political leader. And what we don't know is whether the Russians are going to moderate that position. And obviously the Americans are trying to lean on both sides to get towards a ceasefire.
They do appear, I think it's fair to say, to be leaning more on the Ukrainians than on the Russians. Witkoff has rejected Keir Starmer's peace plans for Ukraine and described them as a posture and a pose. These are ones that would provide security guarantees to Ukraine, and has praised Vladimir Putin as a smart guy. Is this... I'm not sure that I'm even believing the question, but is this tactics? Are they praising Putin in order to sort of plumose him, as we might say, or to butter him up, to bring him to the table more so? Or is it that they're genuinely not particularly even-handed in these talks?
Well, I do think it's probably the case that they're not particularly even-handed. I mean, listeners, of course, will recall this infamous meeting between Trump and Zelensky in the Oval Office a week or two back. And of course, what happened after that was that the Americans cut off the military assistance and the intelligence to Ukraine in order to put pressure on the Ukrainians. I think one of the mistakes maybe the Trump administration may be making is simply they believe that if they can lean hard enough on the Ukrainians, they can get a ceasefire and a peace agreement. But it's not clear that that's the case. I mean, ultimately, Ukraine has its own concerns, and it's not simply going to bend to the American will, as it were. So I think the Americans also need to find a way to put pressure on the Russians, or without that, there's unlikely to be any viable ceasefire.
You know, you can see the Ukrainians' point of view. Why would they acquiesce to what the Americans are asking? There seems to be very little in what's on the table other than a ceasefire for Ukraine. I mean, they're being asked to give up rare minerals. They've been asked to give up perhaps control of some of their power plants. They're being asked to cede their sovereign claims over the pre sort of 2014 borders. Usually there has to be a little bit of something for everyone in order, you know, a win-win, or at least not a lose-win scenario in a negotiated settlement. If you were predicting where you know, Ukraine might give a little or Russia might give a little, what would you say?
Well, I think you're right that it's not clear what's in this for the Ukrainians. I mean, ultimately, President Trump does have one point in that he says the killing has to stop, and in a sense that's true, but not at all costs from a Ukrainian perspective. And in terms of what Ukraine's being asked to give, in a sense it's already being asked to give not joining NATO. The Americans may even be pressuring it to try and accept that in some sense it would formally recognize the Russian control of parts of what are currently Ukraine's internationally recognized territory. So Ukraine is being asked to give up rather a lot, and Russia is being asked so far to give up rather little, and that may not be the route to a peace agreement or a ceasefire. I think one of the big questions is really, if all this breaks down, then what happens, and who gets blamed? And partly all the partners involved, the Ukrainians, the Russians, but also the Americans, may be playing a kind of game in order to try and decide what they do if this breaks down, whose fault it is. So, for example, will the Americans, if the negotiations break down, will the Americans continue military assistance to Ukraine? And we don't know the answer to that question.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Professor Andrew Cotty from the Department of Government and Politics at UCC.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.